And I'm David Green with news of a Saturday Night Live reunion. Some former cast members, Seth Meyers, Fred Armisen, and Bill Hader, are making television together again. Tonight, their new show, Documentary Now, is premiering on cable channel IFC. The show features fake documentaries that satirize nonfiction films. Here's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco.
The series presents itself as a golden anniversary show of the best documentary films, hosted by one very famous movie star.
I'm Helen Mirren, and you're watching Documentary Now.
We really wanted someone who had gravitas, but also a sort of winking humor.
Seth Meyers, who also hosts Late Night on NBC, is a co-writer on the series. He leaves the performing to Bill Hader and Fred Armisen. The first episode is a send-up of Grey Gardens, a 1975 documentary by Albert and David Maisels. Armisen and Hader play the reclusive mother and daughter team living in a dilapidated mansion.
This is where I first learned to dance. I have a memories of...
What happened?
I fell through the floor again.
Oh. It's because you stopped.
I don't stop.
I'm always telling you. You got floor all in my lima beans.
You know, the Maisels brothers, I mean, the whole thing is that it's the verite style, just hanging out with insane people.
Bill Hader says their performances in drag were an homage to the original film.
They were just such weird characters, and it's such a weird setting. They're in this house, and there's possums and snakes and stuff in it.
Each of the show's mockumentaries is 20 minutes long. Hader says they aim to satirize not only a film's premise, but also the filmmaker's style. One episode spoofs Errol Morris's 1988 film The Thin Blue Line. On Documentary Now, the cinematographer used the exact same camera lenses as the original film. In another episode, they travel to Iceland to shoot a fake documentary about a hapless Eskimo named Pipilok, a satire of the 1922 silent classic Nanook of the North.
He wasn't just bad at being an Eskimo. I mean, there was something fundamentally wrong with this guy.
For more recent material, the guys turn to one of their favorite shows, the HBO series Vice, which sends its correspondents to hotbed areas around the world. In their take, Hader and Armisen are hipster reporters on the hunt for a notorious Mexican drug lord.
We were ready to turn Juarez upside down to find El Chigón.
El Chigón! Chigón, where are you? El Chigón, where are you?
But as it turns out, tracking down the most wanted man in Mexico wasn't as easy as you might think.
¿Sabes o conoces un hombre que se llame El Chingón?
Luckily, we got hooked up with a local profesoro who had some sweet insider information.
And, of course, the Rockumentary does not escape their treatment. They do a parody of Alex Gibney's two-part documentary on the iconic 1970s rock band The Eagles. Hader says theirs is about a band called the Blue Jean Committee.
Fred said, I want to do an idea about a Chicago band that wants to be a California band. It was more of an excuse for Fred and I to talk like this through a whole episode, like real Chicago guys. We also love the idea of really macho guys, and then they sing really kind of not so macho music, you know?
Meyers says they were inspired by the classic 1984 music mockumentary, This is Spinal Tap.
You know, those are the guys that I think pretty much inspired the idea of, like, playing around with documentaries. And the way that form, they just sort of showed everybody, oh, you can still do stories about characters, you can still have jokes, but it also sort of moves in a nicer pace. It doesn't feel as dependent on having a joke every sort of 15 seconds.
Meyer says they came up with their idea of doing a mockumentary show when they were all regulars on SNL. In one bit from those days called The History of Punk, Fred Armisen starred as Ian Rubbish, a punk rocker with a soft spot for the British Prime Minister.
One, two, three, four. Hey, Maggie Thatcher, you're all right. Thanks to you, I sleep at night.
We thought he was being ironic.
We thought it was a joke. It turned out he just really liked her.
Meyers, Hader, and Armisen say they had a great time making The History of Punk.
That's something that we didn't have, like, a punchline to it. You know, it was more about the look and the accuracy of the time we were trying to recreate, which is 1977 London.
We were at the after party of that show, and I remember saying to Seth, we should do a whole show like this, you know, where each one is a different parody of a documentary. It was just the timing was right where Fred and Seth and I, we were all leaving and we wanted to keep working with each other somehow.
You know, like when you're with your friends, you're like, hey, we should all go on a trip together. And then sometimes it doesn't happen. This was something that worked out where it did happen.
Meyer says they're betting there are a lot of film nerds and documentary fans out there, but mostly they made the show for their own amusement.
This is a show we would be jealous if somebody else made. That's the goal, I think, of all comedians, is to try to make other ones jealous and bitter. Fingers crossed.
Their competition may get that bitter pill sooner rather than later. IFC has already picked up Documentary Now for 2 more seasons, even before the first episode has aired. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.